My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini, folks. It's the time that we have all been waiting for. We have the opportunity to watch the Fighting Illini basketball team again. Today, they open up their season with an exhibition game against St. Francis of Illinois. Brad, what are your thoughts on this one?
It's been a long time coming. Even since, you can just go since March when we saw them play, but full, you know, our full crowd in Assembly Hall or State Farm Center, sorry. It's been since the Iowa game, you know, in 2020. So this is going to be fun. Very excited to see what they have. You got a top 10 team against a team that's clearly not in the top 10. And so it's not saying it's going to be a competitive game, but it's just fun to watch these guys play, play basketball.
Kedrick, what are you thinking from up in your vantage point?
I'm just excited for the fans. I think Illinois basketball fans, they've been loyal. Like Brad said, it's been since March of 2020 where they've had a chance to come in and watch the team play. Coach Underwood emphasized that a lot during his press conference this week about having some of the best fans in the country and, you know, the fans deserve this. And there's been a lot of kids. I mean, you talk about the freshman class that's not played in front of fans. Andre Cabello hasn't done it either, you know, and Coleman Hawkins hasn't done it either. So this is going to be an opportunity for fans to see, you know, the opponent's not great, but it's going to be really, really a good opportunity for them to work on some things and for the fans to get out and see what we've seen practices. I think, you know, when people leave the gym today, hopefully they'll have the same kind of vantage point or viewpoint that we have from what we saw at these scrimmages.
Is there, I know Coach, you know, had a press conference this week. Anything that he said that you, you know, perked your ears up or made you go, huh, that's interesting?
Two of them. The one thing that perked my ears up, number one, was Brandon Pajimski. I'll get that right at some point in time here before he graduates, I hope. Pajimski, that's what it is. He is giving some time at backup point guard spot. And the other one was Brad mentioned that Coleman Hawkins may see a lot of time at the five spot tonight. So I was kind of curious to know what rotation he was going to use to make that happen. Heard good things about how he's been doing in practice three, four, and five. So that'll be kind of different to see. I'm kind of looking forward to see how that works out for Coleman.
Brad, anything from your end? I know you've been deep involved in covering the team as well.
Yeah, no, I think that Ked's things are the same things that I was looking at. The other thing, I'm interested to see when he plays small, how that works. I mean, maybe against a team like this, you can play small. Be interested for me to see how they could play small with, you know, Plummer and Frazier and Curbelo out on the floor. And then, you know, what you do at the four and five then, I think you're going to see. Last year we saw Demonte Williams and Jacob Grandison played almost all their time at the four. See if they're playing some time. I think Demonte could very well start at the three. So I think that's going to be a different – it's going to be a different look. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think, to see what happens there.
Yeah, and personally, I am so excited to see Omar Payne get out there because, you know, you guys seeing practice have been really impressed by him. And to have a guy, especially that story about the block shot, that he ends up hustling down court, getting the lob dunk, that is just amazing. And Kofi's a force of nature. He's kind of like having a hurricane. You know he's going to do damage to the other team. You just have to see how much damage he's going to do. And to have a backup center who's going to be there who might be almost as good, holy cow, that could make things a lot of fun for us Illini fans. So this is a real quick eye on the Illini because we wanted to give people a little bit of a preview, a little feel for the game that they can play here today. The game tips off at 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Plus Network. If you go to IlliniGuys.com, You can go back in the message boards and find out how to get that subscription going so that you can see the Illini play in four different games this year. But Brad, I'm going to let you do some final thoughts, and then Ked, you can wrap up everything for us.
Yeah, I think playing in front of fans, we've talked about, you know, seeing rotations are going to be fun. The other thing is how they play. They were they had maybe the best ball screen point guard in the country, but you saw them run a lot of jet plays where, you know, Io's catching the ball on the move from the other side using ball screens. How does that work? Do they change? Has the system changed a little bit? And so will they run this? I mean, because they're going to run generic stuff. I'm certain they're not going to run anything high level against St. Francis, but they're still going to have a system. Are they going to run some spread? Especially if you put Coleman Hawkins at the five, will they run a little spread? So I'm interested to see how they space the floor, how they do those things and just get in the flow. And, you know, these two exhibition games aren't going to tell us a ton, but they're going to be fun to just see how guys interact and how they play it with each other.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. Ked, what are your thoughts on there?
Well, you know, we know what we're going to get from Trent Frazier, Damonte Williams, and Jacob Granitson. I want to see the newcomers. I want to see this incoming class, you know, do. I mean, they're all the freshmen. They can all do things differently. You know, they all bring something different to the table. I'm kind of curious to see what Omar Payne does and Plummer. It'll be unique because there's a bunch of new faces that's on this roster. And the one guy that we were all hyped a lot, probably me more so than anybody, was Austin Hutchinson. You know, Coach Underwood talked about him being rusty this week during his practice. Him being on the court, and he told me himself, he's going to be nervous for a while. So getting him on the court in front of fans and some live game action is going to be good for him. What I want to see differently, though, if I can see something different in this team, I think they're deep enough. I'd like to see them press. I'd like to see if they could get guard people full court because they have the depth to do that. Will they do it tonight? I don't know, but I'd really like to see something like that different with a group like they have right now.
Yeah, and for you fans out there who've never watched Kedrick coach a basketball game, unfortunately, when my team played his back in 2017 or something, we saw that press, and it was not good at all for us. So he's coming at it from a very aggressive standpoint. So what I would like to tell everybody, look, is you're going to get coverage. We're going to have another podcast later this evening that we'll talk about we're going to have another Eye on the Illini. We're going to do a post-game pod. We'll also have a post-game pod for the Penn State game as well. It's a big day here in Illini Nation. We are excited about it. Please subscribe. You do not want to miss what we have coming for you in basketball coverage. I'm going to say it right here, right now. Everybody knows it. But when it comes to covering Illini basketball, there is nobody who covers it better than Brad and Ked. Period. End of sentence. Anybody wants to argue it, they can do that. They'll lose. So with that, folks, be ready. Be tuned in. Look at your phones tonight because there's going to be at least two more podcasts that you can download. And we are so much looking forward to talking to you again. Thank you, and go Illini.